Assalamu alaikum, welcome to Ramadan Nutrition Kitchen. Today we're going to be looking at fasting and its health benefits. The month of Ramadan is meant for both physical and spiritual rejuvenation. In order for us to make the most of this month, we need to be really careful what we eat for iftar and suhoor. If we look at what fasting is, it's actually a natural healing system. It gives the body a well-deserved break from all those chemicals, toxins, detergents, pesticides that we're exposed to. The body can finally use the energy to heal itself rather than digestion. So what is digestion? If we look at digestion, we need to understand that life takes place at a cellular level. So every tiny cell is like a factory, and digestion is actually breaking down food into tiny molecules to enter the cell. So it consumes a lot of energy, more than we realize. It takes up more energy than swimming, bike riding, or running. That's why you tend to feel very sleepy after a heavy meal. Allah in His infinite mercy has created a system where we can actually detox ourselves for a few hours a day for over a whole month, but not impair our daily activities. You go and see a nutritionist about any ailment, one of the things they'll be telling you is to detox, to cleanse or fast. So what does fasting do? It actually expels all the toxins without affecting our normal functioning daily life. So all living beings fast throughout the year at some point in their lives in some way, including animals and even trees. So Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that illness stems from the stomach. So fasting is actually doing the opposite of what causes disease. So let's look at the health benefits of fasting. Fasting basically regenerates your blood. It expels all the toxins, so all those organs of elimination, such as the kidney, the bowel, the skin, the lungs, it's all expelling all those toxins. It's given time to heal. It repairs tissues and cells, so any cells that have been damaged, decreased, or aged, fasting repairs them. It also rebuilds new and healthy cells. There's a Swiss physician, Dr. Barcelos, who actually said that remaining hungry is better than ingesting medicine several times. So we have to remember as well that when we break our fast, because we haven't eaten throughout the whole day, whatever we do eat, we absorb the nutrients very, very quickly. That's why it's very important we know what to eat when we break our fast and what to start with when we start our fast. That's why it's very important to ensure that we're eating the right foods for iftar and suhoor. Fasting is not only for us humans as well. If we look at animals, they fast too. So we look at penguins, they fast to replace their old feathers with new feathers. Species of fish actually fast when they're trying to find their birthplace for heightened sensitivity. All religions have fasting in some way or the other, and it's a powerful tool both spiritually, physically, and mentally. There is no clinical study proving that fasting is harmful. If anything, there's medical journals detailing that fasting is beneficial for very many ailments, such as skin disorders, mental disorders, you know, any sort of illness, fasting seems to be a very good remedy for. But most importantly, let's not forget that this month of Maha Ramadan is for blessings, mercy, and forgiveness. And inshallah, may Allah accept our fasts in this holy month. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
For more information on ways you can make the most of your Ramadan this year, visit us at www.ramadanforyou.com.